Well, I think I don't think it is really one's place at this present time to speculate on what you would or wouldn't do if the lease fails, because there are so many different dynamics that would change if, in fact, there is a lease presented to the voters that they turned down. Now, what's important there is that, first of all, I find it odd that Roger says this is why he wants to run, or this is the one subject that has engaged him to run. There is no subject at the moment. That's the funny thing about this. There is absolutely nothing, zero. Now, when the assembly and the negotiating team, of which I'm a part of, directed by the assembly, finally comes to a resolution or brings to a head a document that they feel is the best offering that they can put together, that's when you have a conversation. Prior to that, you have nothing but irresponsible speculation.
Well, I think a lot of people saw the MOU as indications of what some of the details might be.
And what you just said, Margaret, the operative word is what they might be. Might means there's a lot of variables involved. But we have a great deal of speculation based on things that people are saying that are not involved in the situation, okay? And this is a very disruptive, irresponsible approach for someone to take, who I feel then is using that as a basis to run for public office. This is a typical situation that you see. I've seen it before in Skagway. I'm sure you see it in a lot of smaller communities, where you have an individual who's never engaged, never does anything in the community, and then from time to time likes to lob rocks from the cheap seats. We don't have an agreement. We have not negotiated any deal. We don't have anything at this point until White Pass's side says, okay, this is the best conclusion from our perspective. And the city says, well, I agree, this is the best, negotiated out even ground that I feel we can be at. So bang. Yeah, we've got an agreement now we can present to the voters. They can tell us whether they like it or they don't like it. That is the important thing to notice about this situation. You have elected officials to do a job for you. You have irresponsible people like Roger Griffin throwing stones from the cheap seats and absolutely making things up and just has no idea what the truth is. And so I don't know, what would you say about somebody who's making a statement that's not the truth? What would be the other side of that?
That's for you to tell me.
I don't know. What would you say?
I would say that there is a disagreement here, but I would say that there
It's
is.
not a disagreement when you have one individual making things up and then another individual restricted by oath and code and ordinance not to speak about the issue, because we're holding these discussions in executive session, trying to make them a workable solution. What I can tell you about it is that the revenue stream of the city will increase dramatically. The holdings, as you see them now, that are controlled by White Pass down on the dock, the amount of land that they will be leasing from the city will be about 1/30th of what you see now. So when we're going to reduce White Pass's involvement in the port by some, 1/30th of the value of what they have now, and double and triple the revenue stream from them, and then work that upwards of $1 million by 2023 when we receive control of all of the subleases that are down there, I think these things are significant. And these are positive things and a good role and relationship for Skagway to have with White Pass, as they have had for 100 years. And I find it absolutely irresponsible and reckless for somebody to spew out lies and misinformation and disinformation to the people that are going to end up voting on it that, quite frankly, don't have the time to be involved at the ground level. They certainly will get a copy of the lease and have time to, you know, look it over, and we'll have a couple of town meetings, I'm sure, at least, to discuss it. That's when accurate information will be, you know, talked about in a responsible setting and one that can lend itself to giving you a good positive conclusion, whether it be yes or no. You will be basing a decision on facts, not speculation, fabrications, and spin.